If you love parrots, exotic birds, and cockatoos, you will love Bird Talk Live Online. Listen to some of the highlights from our popular Bird Talk shows.
She leans into me and looks up in my eyes and says, "Frenchie be good birdie, ooh, Frenchie be a good birdie for you."
Wow.
And I fell apart. I have never had that feeling, that experience that I felt that day. I cried. I cried so hard my husband came from two rooms away to see, because he thought she had bit me or something. Promised her that day in Chester, little guy, that as long as I have a breath in me, they will have a home.
God bless you.
They will have a good home.
We are sharing the love on Bird Talk Live Online. Join us and share your love for pet birds, companion birds, parrots, and exotic birds of all kinds.
Live from Kansas City, KC Bird Whisperer International presents Bird Talk Live Online with your host Mike Kiger. Donna Powell's coming on air in about 5 seconds or so. She's going to tell us about how she organized an effort with about 65 other people that saved over 300 parrots after Katrina. She is also going to be talking about the great Julie Burge. I just can't appraise Julie Burge enough. And you're going to hear another person's testimony about this wonderful person that has spent a great part of her life healing bird sickness and doing amazing bird surgery to save our feathered loved ones. Donna Powell, 911 Parrot Alert, coming on air in just a second. Are you there, Donna?
I'm here.
Awesome. Donna?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Bird Talk Live Online, live from Kansas City. What city are you broadcasting from?
I am in the hot and humid swamps of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I wish I was there, believe it or not. I used to work down there a long time ago. I recently, over the years, worked there as an over-the-road truck driver, crossing back and forth through there, eating all your great, awesome Cajun food that I just never could get enough of. I could eat it all my life, every day. Black beans and rice, crawdads, shrimp, crabs.
Mm-mm-mm.
What else can you say?
I might have to take a break and go get something to eat right now.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
I want to say that Neil is here with me. That's my son. And Neil was involved in this Katrina and Rita effort also from the very beginning.
Hi, how's it going?
Welcome, Neil. Donna, why don't you just kind of dive into how you got involved in all this, what brought all this on, what in the world motivated you to go into the swamps and rescue birds?
Well, I own 911 Parrot Alert, which is the lost and found website for parrots. It is an international website. We were on Yahoo groups at that time. So the people knew that Katrina was coming. I lived in Baton Rouge, and a lot of messages came in, you know, to be on the lookout for this storm. Then once the storm hit, I had someone, a friend that came to the house with, I think, something like, evacuated something like 40 birds, all sizes.
But how did you handle all those birds at your house?
With a lot of chaos.
And poop off.
And poop off.
Right. Were there a lot of cockatoos? Because we know about them.
Yes, we had, we had a baby at one point that got evacuated to us that was called Booper. That's what we named him.
We had cockatoos, African greys, Amazons, cockatiels, parakeets. When Mike came, he had a variety of parrots. His grandfather had parrots as a hobby, and so Mike inherited these birds.
What eventually ended up happening was with Mom's time when we're parrot alert, he started getting messages. You know, it got out that we had these birds that evacuated to us. So when that got out, people left their homes quick and started sending messages, contacting 911 Parrot Alert saying, I left my bird. So that's kind of how it all got kicked off. You know.
So you were just running on your own steam to get as many birds out as you can.
Because our house at that point started to, I don't think we realized what we were in for whenever we started this. Because, you know, we had our garage, at first, because we used to park a car in the garage. So whenever our friend evacuated the birds to us, we started putting birds in the garage. Under the carport.
Of course.
Then we went to, you know, after that started getting filled up, we had, they started coming into the house, into the pool room.
In the house?
The dining room. Yeah, we started filling them up into the house. You know, wow. Into the dining room that we were starting to put cages everywhere with birds. And then into the living room, into the pool room, into the kitchen. We literally had birds by the end of this everywhere in the house.
How many would you say by time your house was full, how many birds did you have in there?
Over 300.
From the farms of Kansas to the bayous of Louisiana, where Parrot 911 rescued over 300 parrots, to Ontario, Canada, where Deb Thrift went from bird breeder to bird rescuer, KC Bird Whisper International Productions host Bird Talk Live Online.
Welcome to Bird Talk Live Online with your host, Mike Kiger. This next segment of Bird Talk Live Online is an interview with Deb Thrift of New Wings Bird Sanctuary and Rescue in Ontario, Canada. Deb was a breeder of small birds breeding out of love for the color variety of small birds until one day an abused parrot was brought to her door. Deb was so taken by this abused bird, she began to worry about who her birds she was selling were going to. She decided that she did not even want one of her birds to end up being abused, so she downsized her breeding operation from over 600 birds for sale to a large bird rescue organization. Please join us on Bird Talk Live Online for this pre-recorded segment with Deb Thrift of New Wings Bird Rescue and Sanctuary, Ontario, Canada.
Hi from Kansas City, KC Bird Whisper International, Bird Talk Live Online. We're live on air with Deb Thrift. Deb, go ahead and let us have it about how you, we were just talking previously, folks. I was talking to Deb on the phone here about how she was a breeder, and she became got into bird rescue. You want to go ahead and lay it on us, Deb?
Yes, and I'd like to thank you for inviting me to come to share, because I think it's important that the bird community be connected and share and encourage one another. And this is a great, awesome opportunity for everyone to have a chance to share what they've done with their birds, the future hopes and dreams for the bird population in general. So, but thank you. But yes, I did start out as a breeder. I was raised around birds. My very first pet was a bird. I had a budgie when I was a child and kind of grew up knowing birds as pets more than dogs or cats. So in 1974, I decided to begin to breed budgies at that time. There was very, very little known about birds at that time. The basic diet for most birds at that point was seed, and every bird had to have gravel, and there was no fresh foods, no vegetables, none of the things that we know now as being standard bird care. It was all new. It was all things that would come along in the future. But after many years of breeding mostly small birds, I specialized in conures and English budgies. I did some showing and did some weighing and built up a reputation with my birds. I adopted a green-winged macaw by the name of Sky, and that was in 2010. Up until that point,
I was totally unaware that there was a need for any rescuing of any parrots. I just think of somebody abusing a bird was something that would never have crossed my mind. Dogs and cats, yes. Children, oh, horses, everything like this. But it never, ever even occurred to me that there would be a need for rescues for parrots. You look at the price of them in the pet stores, and, some people had mentioned to me about abused macaws or neglected macaws and cockatoos and larger parrots, but I couldn't really believe it and grasp it in my mind. But when I adopted Skye, I adopted him for a rescue in London, Ontario, Canada, and he had been extremely abused. He was thrown against a wall when he was less than a year old. He broke his wing in 7 to 9 different places. He broke both his legs and his feet, and he was never treated. He was left like that. And
so when Skye came to you, Skye was in that condition.
He had been rescued. He'd been with the rescue for about 6 years. Their circumstances changed, and they felt that he needed somebody that could be home all the time. And I'm a stay-at-home bird mama. So after 6 months of negotiating and talking and, learning more about Skye, it was agreed that I could adopt him after she checked out all my references. And when I saw him, and for the very first time, I saw how his wing is totally damaged. He can't lift it. He can't flap his wing. He's not able to perch normally. That changed everything.
Understandably.
Made me very aware.
Understandably.
These are just some of the highlights of Bird Talk Live Online Bird Talk shows. KC Bird Whisper International are dedicated to the enjoyment of bird keeping. I am your host, Mike Kiger. I hope you will enjoy Bird Talk Live Online. Thank you for tuning in today.